This is PodTech News for Thursday, October 12th, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, another record, jumped 95 points to 11,948. And let's turn to the top story. Well, it's curious that bloggers criticize the press, of which we are a part, for everything but perhaps our biggest sin, wrangling one more report out of a story that essentially can't be advanced anymore. If we dealt in rumor, well, maybe. But in the last week or so, we've been inundated, first with rumors, then facts, and now the analysis. That's right, Google's $1.65 billion purchase of YouTube. As analysts continue to scratch their heads over what the deal might mean for Google and the rest of us, one point keeps coming up. YouTube's recent licensing deals with companies including CBS, Time Warner, Universal, and Sony BMG. They're being hailed as a major step forward for the video site. Those deals include finding ways to get copyright material that wasn't licensed off the site. Now that we've all had a few days to think about it, some analysts are concerned that the solution to the problem might cause yet another problem. What will happen to Google's big investment if it turns out that a major part of the appeal to viewers was the unlicensed stuff? Well, stay tuned tomorrow for another thought bubble from the media in its, or should I say our, ongoing search to get one more story out of this thing. Well, you could be forgiven for not keeping up with all the corporate mergers and buyouts and their resulting name changes. You might even have forgotten that about a year ago, Palm Source, originally the operating system arm of Palm Incorporated, was bought by Access. Well, Access wants you to remember that deal, so they're going to make it easy for you. From now on, Palm Source will be known as Access. The name change won't change everything, though. Palm Inc. is after Palm Source for failing to meet a deadline in the development of the next generation of the Access Linux platform. And there has been some speculation that Palm Inc. is for sale. Well, it supposedly isn't. Catherine Girardot has the story.
Palm Inc. is not pursuing a sale of the mobile phone and portable computer maker, Chief Executive Ed Colligan said on Thursday. Answering speculation that Palm, maker of the Trio smartphone, was a takeover target, Colligan said that chatter likely comes because the company's stock price and cash position have created a perception that it is, quote, a good value. The company is not for sale, he said on the sidelines of a press conference in New York. We have not been out pursuing a deal. Our strategy is to execute against our plan. His comments were made at a press conference, where Palm introduced a new Trio device and launched a related $25 million marketing campaign. In San Francisco, I'm Catherine Girardot for PodTech News.
Well, that's not all with the Palm news. The company is going consumer with its new Trio. It seems that producing an email device slash music listening device slash camera slash telephone isn't the only challenge. There's the added one of getting everyone to want one. So in addition to the phone, Palm also announced a $25 million marketing campaign. They're going to try to expand the user base beyond business users who already know about the Trio. A few weeks ago, we brought you a story about a new video game called Bully. The game, brought to you by Rockstar Games, the same folks who brought you Grand Theft Auto, has sparked a bit of controversy. It gives players the chance to play the role of a 15-year-old student as he reacts to some of the challenges a kid might face in a prep school.
Stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me!
You've been rude about mommy!
The game, as you might imagine, gives the player the opportunity to react in ways that might not be acceptable in the real world, though there are no guns involved. Still, the issue has finally reached the courts. A judge in the 11th Judicial Circuit in Florida has agreed to review the game to determine whether or not it should be sold to individuals under 18. The game has already seen its rating go from 17 and older to adults only. You can see our earlier coverage by visiting podtech.net and searching on Bully. And our blast from the past file, Sony and its Walkman. The company is putting more oomph into its new digital Walkman line. The device is about to take on the video iPod. PodTech's Matt Kelly explains.
While details of the new video iPod competitor are scarce, the announcement came from Sony Senior Vice President Hiroshi Yoshioka. During a news conference that unveiled upcoming Walkman models, he said the company was developing a product that handles images, but wouldn't comment on specific plans. The announcement comes a year after Apple's video iPod was launched, and Sony will soon have another portable media player to compete with when Microsoft unveils its Zune media player November 14th. Sony's shares closed up 1.8% on the Tokyo stock market. I'm Matt Kelly in Los Angeles.
And this other iPod note, Paul Hewson is going to unveil a new shiny red iPod tomorrow. That's the Paul, otherwise known as Bono of U2, who will perform the ceremony on Oprah on Friday. Why a red iPod? Because of Bono's Product Red project, which raises money for AIDS research. And remember outsourcing. That was the story du jour a couple of years ago. Well, the 10th annual IDC study of outsourcing deals around the world is out. Among its findings, the value of the top 100 outsourcing deals is down about 3%. So is the number of so-called mega deals, those that run from $500 million to just under $1 billion. The report has an upside, though, for those who favor outsourcing. The number of deals valued at under $250 million saw a dramatic increase. Breaking it down another way, business outsourcing fell, IT outsourcing rose, and the challenge for outsourcing companies, at least according to IDC, is to change their business models to stay competitive. And a new report from Telefia shows that Europeans are advancing at a faster rate than Americans. Who isn't? When it comes to mobile telephony and video, the report says that the U.S. adoption rate for using video on cell phones, hovering at around 3%, is the lowest of the bunch when compared to European countries and even Canada. But don't blame Canada. Nadir Mohammed of Rogers Communication, Canada's biggest provider, says the country's cell phone industry has plenty of room to grow in data services for businesses and consumers. Some food for thought. Let's check out Wall Street, where the Dow again up 95 points to close at a record 11,948. NASDAQ was up 37 points at 2346, and the S&P 500 up 12 at 1362. PodTech News is produced by editor Michael Klinger, along with reporters Catherine Girardeau and Matt Kelly. I'm Jason Lopez.